We'll jump into the men's contest, and then we'll back up if we need to. Concordia's men are 8-3 this season, 4-3 in the G-PAC. They have losses to Hastings, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Dakota Wesleyan. The Bulldogs have won two games in a row, one of those a win over the Dort College Defenders last Wednesday night. Concordia is averaging 88.8 points per game. They allow 80.5. The Bulldogs grab 40.6 rebounds per game, allow 35.6. Concordia is out shooting teams 49.0 to 42.5 from a shooting percentage standpoint. The Seward, Nebraska-based team is also making 74.6% of its free throws. Jamie Pearson scores 24.4 points per game for the Bulldogs on 55.7% shooting, and he has made 29 of 67 shots from the three-point line. He grabs 4.4 rebounds. Chandler Folkert scores 16.8 points and gets to 6.2 rebounds per game. Robbie Thomas is good for 14.5 points per game and 8 rebounds with 2.1 assists. Eli Ziegler and Micah Colway score 9.2 and 6.6 points per game, respectively. The Dort men are 8-6 this season, 4-3 in the G-PAC, and have a pair of two-point losses in the league to Midland and Morningside and a five-point overtime loss to Concordia. All six of Dort's losses have come away from the DeWitt, and two of Dort's G-PAC losses have come in overtime. Dort had a four-game winning streak going with the wins over Ogallala, Lakota, Tabor, Dakota Wesleyan, and Hastings before losing to Concordia last Wednesday. Dort's last action was an 80-76 win over Doan on December 12th. The Defenders are averaging 86.2 points per game. They allow 79.9 points per contest. Nathan Rendles leads the team with a 15.6 points per game average, grabs 7.3 rebounds, and has a team-high 65 assists in 14 games played. Leighton Sampson is scoring 14.4 points per game with 4.1 rebounds, and he makes 59.7% of his field goal attempts. Dalton Franken is averaging 11.4 points per game and is converting 44.7% of his field goals. Brian Sumner scores 9 points per game with 23 of 68 success from the three-point line. Andrew O'Donnell is scoring 7.7 points per game. Alec Hendrickson is good for 8.9, and Grant Harkness scores 6.1 and takes in 5.3 rebounds. Austin Bikerk is scoring 6.1 points per game with 4.4 rebounds per contest. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more on our men's pregame show right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Most recent outing for these two teams, Dort College played Doan on Saturday and beat the Tigers 80-76. They had a 14-point halftime cushion that held off the Tigers. Clayton Sampson had 18 points to lead five double-figure scores for the Defenders. Franken added 14. Rendles scored 12 and had 10 rebounds and 6 assists. Hendrickson was 3 for 5 from the three-point line and ended with 12 points. The Defenders limited Doan to 38% shooting. The Concordia men beat Mount Marty 94-79 after leading 52-44 at halftime Saturday. Thomas had 24 points and 5 rebounds. Folkerts added 23. Pearson added 21. Thomas was 8 of 8 from the field. Folkerts was 10 for 10. Concordia made 63.5% of its shots and had a 31-22 rebounding edge. Of 33 baskets, Concordia had 26 assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with the starting lineups for the men's contest in just a little bit. Let's hear your starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. First of all, for the Concordia Bulldogs, they will start number 4, Jamie Pearson, a 6'2 senior from Ypsilanti, Michigan, averaging 24.4 points per game. Number 5 is Eli Ziegler. He's a 6-foot junior from Littleton, Colorado. He's averaging 9.2 points per contest. Number 12 is Robbie Thomas. Thomas averaging 14.5 points per game. He's a 6'7 do-it-all senior from Shawnee, Kansas. Number 20 is Micah Colway. Colway, a 6'3 senior from Seward, Nebraska, averaging 6.6 points per game. He is the son of assistant women's basketball coach Marty Colway. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Concordia Bulldogs will be number 44, Chandler Folkerts, a 6'8 junior from Milford, Nebraska, averaging 16.8 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 1, Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 7.7 points per game. Nathan Rendles is a 6'1 senior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 15.6 points per game. Number 31 is Austin Bikerk. He's a 6'7 freshman. And we'll be back. Let's pause for our national anthem. Continuing on with the starting lineups for the Dort College Defenders, Austin Bikerk is a 6'7 freshman from Jenison, Michigan. He's averaging 6.1 points per game. Number 33 is Dalton Franken. Franken, a 6'4 sophomore from Atlantic, Iowa. He is averaging 11.4 points per game. And rounding out the starting unit for the Dort College Defenders, number 43, Leighton Sampson, a 6'5 sophomore from Worthington, Minnesota. Sampson is averaging 14.4 points per game. Back with the opening tip of today's basketball game right after this.
Students.
Opening tap goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. 2 seconds ticked off of the clock. It'll be Dort College basketball. Defenders moving from right to left. Decked out in their home whites. Black numbers trimmed in yellow. Concordia in their road blues. The cursive Concordia across the chest. In white with white numbers. Shot no good by Franken. Rebound taken away by Leighton Sampson. Franken missed the jumper. Now here's Nathan Rendles, and Rendles hits a three to open the scoring. And the Dort College Defenders are on the board first, 3-0. 3-0 our score, Dort College in front, just underway. Concordia basketball, Ziegler with it, goes left side over to Pearson. Pearson on the left wing, guarded there by O'Donnell. Pearson directing traffic, goes into the corner to Folkerts. Folkerts reverses over to Ziegler. Ziegler in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Nathan Rendles. Rendles trying to set up for the charge, and he gets called for the block. Two free throws on the way for number 5, Eli Ziegler, an 81% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grudewig is a broker. Ziegler makes both free throws. Dort College back the other way. Inside it goes to Sampson. Sampson hook shot with the right hand. Good. Leighton Sampson with his first 2 points today, and the Dort College lead is back to 3 at 5-2. Pearson gives it off right side to Colway. Colway with the basketball. Colway gives it up over to Thomas. Thomas, Ziegler. Ziegler left wing. Ziegler 2 feet, 2 steps behind the three-point line. Now Thomas. Thomas, Pearson. Pearson, three is up and good. Jamie Pearson ties it up at 5-5. 18:40 remaining first half. With the basketball is Biker. Biker gives it off right side to Rendles. Rendles with it at the free throw line. Lost it. Picks it back up. Tries to hand it off, and it's taken away by Chandler Folkerts. Folkerts with the basketball. Gives it up. Pearson. Pearson with it. Arted there by O'Donnell. Pearson will drive in. Puts up the floater. It's off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Sampson over to Rendles. Rendles with a head full of steam. Stops. Doesn't have the numbers. Comes over to Biker. Biker with the basketball. Right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right wing, picks up his dribble, goes over to Biker. Austin Biker into the lane. His short jumper is good. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Austin Biker will attempt to complete the three-point play. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Biker makes both free throws, and the Dort College Defenders lead 8-5. Just over 2 minutes into this contest. Thomas dumps it down low for Folkerts. Folkerts shot no good. Able to work his way to the basket. Missed the first shot, but gets the rebound, puts it back in as Leighton Sampson fell to his backside. Right side it goes back over to Dort College's O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the right side. He sets up, fires a three, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Pearson. Pearson with the basketball. Jamie Pearson passes left side over to Colway. Colway with it at the top of the key. Colway drops it off with the left hand down to Folkerts. Folkerts in the traffic. His shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Biker. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Rendles. Rendles with it at the top of the key. He's off on the right side underneath Sampson. Sampson lay-in. Good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 10-7. Pearson basketball, 17 minutes remaining, first half. Robbie Thomas comes back over to Pearson. Pearson with the basketball. Pearson will drive in, lost it on the way up. Picks it up underneath the basket. Shot is blocked by Biker, out of bounds as Folkerts tried to take it to the hoop. Sumner, Harkness, Henriksen into the ballgame. Franken. And Franken will stay in the ballgame. Franken and O'Donnell stay in the contest. Concordia inbounding the basketball. Jamie Pearson looking to throw it in. Pearson gets it in to Folkerts. Folkerts, strong move on the baseline, good. Chandler Folkerts with 4 points, and the defenders lead 10-9. Right side with it is Henriksen. Henriksen on the wing. Henriksen back over to Franken. Franken pull up from 17, good. Dalton Franken with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 12-9. 12-9 our score. Officials today, Joe Wells, Chris Garris, and Brooks Wells. Pass goes left side with the basketball is Thomas. Thomas gives it off to Colway. Colway back over to Ziegler for the tie. No good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen puts on the Jets. Got caught in traffic. Tried to throw it back outside and lost it. It will be Concordia basketball. So Concordia gets it on the turnover. Concordia basketball. And the Bulldogs bring it up the floor. They give it off to Folkerts. Folkerts out front. Folkerts passes left side. New player into the game. This is Seth Curran. Curran to Pearson. Pearson to Folkerts. Folkerts against Harkness. Layup good. 12-11 our score. Folkerts able to get to the hoop. Used his left hand and banked it home. Sumner comes back over to Franken. Franken baseline jumper is good. Dalton Franken with 4 points. Dort College leads 14-11. Pearson with the basketball. Jamie Pearson in between the circles out front looking. Gets it to Ziegler, and Ziegler lost it. Goes out of bounds as it goes off of his fingertips. Changes for the defenders. Sampson and Rindles are in. Harkness and O'Donnell are out. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work. Painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. 15-20 and counting. First half of play, Franken with the basketball. Franken backing his way in. He's on the right elbow. Leans in, off of the glass, no good. Rebound, Rindles. Rindles with it. Rindles puts it up, draws the contact. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Two free throws on the way for Rindles. He's making 71% of his free throw attempts. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holeyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. 16-11, Dort College with a 5-point advantage after a pair of made free throws by Rindles. He's now 68 of 95 for the season. Concordia basketball, right side it goes. They pass it down low for Thomas. Ball's tipped out, saved by Sumner. Gets it over to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Dort College in transition. Rindles picks up his dribble over to Henriksen. Henriksen will drive baseline, reverses Nabla. Out front, Rindles. Rindles, ball fake, back to Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Hook shot in the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound fought for and tipped and controlled by Concordia. Curran with the basketball. 14:30 remaining in the first half. Seth Curran driving in. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Sampson ahead to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles, Sumner. B-Sum 3. Got it! Brian Sumner with a 3-point bucket. Dort College leads 19-11. 14-13 remaining in the first half. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Concordia. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Concordia blinks first and calls a timeout with 14-11 remaining in the first half. Concordia basketball, Thomas. Thomas with it on the right wing. Goes over to Tonjes. Tonjes with the basketball. Tonjes guarded there by Sampson. Comes back out front, Curran. Curran to Ziegler. Ziegler gives it up to Rudy Knight. I beg your pardon, that's Kevin White. Ball taken away by the defenders. Turnover, here comes Dort College. With it is Rindles. Rindles hesitates, kicks into the corner. Henriksen, three ball from the corner, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia and Curran. Curran to Thomas. Thomas lets go with a three. Missed it too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Rindles. Rindles over to Henriksen. Henriksen left side Nabla. Nabla over to Sumner. Sumner will drive baseline. Lace it up with the right hand. Good. Brian Sumner with 5 points. Defenders lead 21-11. 13-17 remaining. White with the basketball. This is in the first half of play. White picks up his dribble. Comes over to Ziegler. Ziegler left side Curran. Curran with the basketball. And we've got a foul called on Tonjes. Tonjes whistled for the personal foul. So Tonjes with his first personal. Dort College gets it back, leading by 10 with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Bikerk. It's Bikerk, Rindles, O'Donnell, Nabla, and Sampson for the defenders. For the Bulldogs, it is now Knight, Colway, Tonjes, Thomas, and White. Dort College basketball bringing it up is Rindles. Rindles goes into Sampson. Sampson double-teamed. Back out front, Bikerk. Bikerk right side, it goes Rindles. Rindles with the basketball on the right side. Back over to O'Donnell. Spins it out front for Bikerk. Bikerk to Nabla. Nabla, Rindles. Rindles three, top of the key, too strong, no good. Rebound cleared by Concordia. Bulldog basketball, this is Rudy Knight. Rudy Knight will drive in. Floater from the baseline, good. Rudy Knight averaging 3.3 points per ball game. He gets his first one of the night, a runner from the left baseline. And that floated it up from about 10 feet out. Bikerk double-teamed, lost it. It's tipped out of bounds, last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Checking into the ball game will be Harkness. Checking out will be Sampson. 12:26 remaining. First half of play. Inbounding will be Rindles. Rindles gets it in, Nabla. Nabla to Rindles. Rindles dumps it down low for Harkness. Harkness fires it out on the perimeter. O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving in and lost it. And O'Donnell turns it over. It'll be Concordia basketball. Nabla will check out of the ball game. Concordia gets it back. Concordia trying to negate the momentum Dort College built with that little run to go from up 12-11 to 21-11. They stopped the run with a two-point bucket moments ago. Bounce pass goes down low, and Harkness unable to get around the front of Tonjes, and Harkness gets called for the personal. That is foul number three on the defenders. Harkness whistled for his first personal. Rindles also has one. Concordia gets the ball inbounded to Thomas. Thomas throws it down. Robbie Thomas with a two-point bucket, and Concordia is now on a 4-0 run. Rindles, left side, Bikerk. Bikerk looking down low, trying to feed it to Franken, and it's taken away by Concordia. Long pass into the front court, and it goes out of bounds, last touched by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Sumner is in. Bikerk is out. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Rindles with the basketball, goes high post to Harkness. Harkness back outside Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. Out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell's going to attack, tries to fire it back over to Harkness. Rindles picks it up. Rindles down on the baseline, tough angle, gets it back over to O'Donnell. 9 seconds remaining. O'Donnell's shot no good. Rebound Franken. Franken gives it off Rindles. Rindles fouled on the way up, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Messy action in the paint. Dort College able to take a 6-point lead. Now they have two free throws on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Rindles makes one of two. Concordia gathers in the missed shot on the rebound. They get it over to Colway. Colway left wing guarded there by Sumner. They pass it to Pearson. Pearson to Folkerts. Folkerts 2-point bucket. Good. Well, Chandler Folkerts doesn't do anything fancy, but very effective underneath the basket. Very nimble around the hoop, big fella. Comes over to Sumner. Sumner gives it off to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken gives it back over to Sumner. Sumner passes underneath O'Donnell. O'Donnell unable to knock down the reverse layup. Here comes Pearson. Pearson to Colway. Colway in traffic. Comes back outside Pearson. Pearson three ball left wing. Good. Jamie Pearson with 6 points, and the defender lead is 22-20. Concordia's outscored Dort College 9-1 since that timeout. Rindles into the corner. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell back to Rindles. Rindles feeds it down low for Harkness. Harkness has to gather it in. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell three from the wing. Good. Andrew O'Donnell knocks down the triple. Dort College leads 25-20. 10-10 remaining first half. Concordia basketball. They pass it left side to Knight. Knight looking for Pearson. Knight with it on the wing. Knight gives it back over to Pearson. Pearson tries to rifle it underneath to Max. That is Max Wagner, and Wagner's unable to get it. 10:01 remaining here in the first half. 25-20 our score. Dort College with the basketball. Sumner will hand it off to Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Henriksen passes left side over to Nabla. Nabla to Franken to Sumner. Sumner, Henriksen out front. Henriksen, they run the weave back over to Franken. Franken, Henriksen. Henriksen, Franken. Franken, three. Good. Dalton with 7 points. Dort College leads 28-20. 9:35 remaining first half. Concordia basketball. Dort College has answered the, and we've got an illegal screen called on Max Wagner. Wagner whistled for the personal, his first, and that is team foul number 5 on Concordia. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Nabla inbounding the basketball, gets it in to Henriksen. Henriksen right side Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Underneath Sampson. Sampson with a left-handed hook. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Bulldog basketball coming back the other way. Pearson. Pearson the floater. The continuation. They won't give it to him. Foul came before the shot. Foul's going to go on Dort College. And number 41, Patrick Nabla, his first. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Concordia gets the ball inbounded from the left side of the lane. Driving in, reverse layup is good for Rudy Knight. Knight with 4 points. Dort College leads 28-22. Henriksen basketball over to Nabla. Nabla gives it up. Franken. Franken will drive in. Layup with the right hand. Good. Dalton Franken with the 9 first half points. Defenders lead 30-22. Knight with the basketball. Rudy Knight stepped back, thought about the two. Instead, kicks it outside, and losing it was Colway. Rindles and Biker check in. Sumner checks out along with Nabla. 8:44 remaining in the first half. Rindles with the basketball out front. Rindles sizing things up, goes to Sampson on the right elbow. Sampson back over to Franken. Franken, Henriksen, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped by Sampson, kept it alive, Rindles. Now Henriksen, top of the key, that one's up, and hangs on the rim, no good, but there for the putback is Sampson. Leighton Sampson rebounding as well as he has all season. He's got 6 points. Dort College leads by 10, 32-22, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. 8:11 left to play first half. With it on the left side, Concordia, Rudy Knight, and Knight's pass is kicked away. It'll be Concordia basketball, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Pearson basketball out front for Concordia. Right side it goes Ziegler. Ziegler guarded there by Franken. Comes back to Colway. Colway in traffic. Layup attempt no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by the defenders. And Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles. Floater in the lane. Good. Nathan Rindles with a 2-point bucket. Dort College leads 34-22. 7:45 remaining here in the first half. 30-second timeout charged to Concordia. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor, I beg your pardon, Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. And Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. 34-22, Dort College leading by a dozen. 7:45 remaining here in the first half. Dort College showing a pressure defense, and they're going to back it off now. Bringing it up is Pearson. Pearson goes left side, Thomas. Robbie Thomas in between the circles. Goes right side, Pearson. Pearson to Ziegler. Ziegler into the corner, Colway. Colway down to the baseline. And a blocking foul called on Nathan Rindles. Rindles has just picked up his second. Nathan Rindles, boy, I thought he played it pretty well. Played with his feet, didn't reach, didn't get an arm bar or anything like that on him. And he gets rung up for his second personal foul. And now Joe Wells eyeballing the Dort College bench. Jamie Pearson with it on the right wing. Pearson will cross over, gives it back over to Thomas. Thomas floater in the lane, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Here comes O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with it all the way down to the baseline. Fires it outside Sumner. Henriksen. Henriksen attacks. Back over to Besum. Three on the way. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket for Brian Sumner. He's got eight, and the defenders lead 37-22. 6:58 remaining here in the first half. Ziegler down to the baseline, and he lost the dribble. And a very similar play that time. Henriksen played with his feet, did not reach. Same situation that time. The foul not called, fortunately, for the Dort College defenders. 37-22, our score. O'Donnell passes left side to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Zone defense applied here by the Bulldogs. O'Donnell penetrates, kicks it. Left side, Sumner. Sumner down on the baseline, double teamed. Comes back to Sampson. Sampson back over to O'Donnell. Henriksen, eight to shoot. Besum, another three. Yes! Brian Sumner with 11 points. Dort College leads 40-22. Pearson with the basketball. Pearson will drive in, puts it up in traffic. Layup good. Jamie Pearson with eight. Dort College leads 40-24. Right side it goes, Henriksen. Henriksen back over to Sumner. Concordia still in his own. You can do that with a shot clock. Another one for Besum. In and out, no good, but a push called on the play against Robbie Thomas. Team foul number six against the Bulldogs. Dort College will it be inbounding length of underneath the basket, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Well, Dort College is going to go as long as they can here in the first half without Nathan Rindles. They'll try to piece it together here for the next 6:01, leading by 16 right now. O'Donnell with the basketball. He throws it in over the top, finds Sumner. Sumner's had the hot hand. Bryan with the basketball, goes right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell out front, Franken. Franken, O'Donnell. O'Donnell attacks, drives in, layup good. O'Donnell with a head fake, drives in, knocks it down. Dort College leads 42-24. Into the front court with the basketball is White. White with it. White passes to Ziegler. Ziegler with it. Ziegler back over to White. White drives in, dumps it for Folkerts. Folkerts is going to be called for traveling. 5:33 remaining. Dort College basketball up 42-24. First half of action. Throwing it in will be Bikerk. O'Donnell in the backcourt. He'll work it up. He hands it back over to Austin Bikerk. Bikerk back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Not a full-fledged press that time by Concordia. O'Donnell left side Franken. Franken with the basketball back to O'Donnell. Free throw line, it goes to Franken, and Franken is held on the play by number three, Kevin White. So White whistled for the personal. Bonus time for the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313 by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dalton Franken makes both free throws, and the defenders lead 44-24. Concordia basketball. Left side with it is Ziegler. Ziegler out front to Folkerts. Folkerts, Ziegler. Ziegler, Folkerts. Folkerts, kick out. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Sampson. Sampson to O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell passes left side Sumner. Sumner, O'Donnell. Right side Franken. Franken on the way. Franken gives it up Sumner. Sumner back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, Franken. Franken into the corner. O'Donnell, three ball. Yes! Andrew O'Donnell, 8 points. Dort College leads 47-24. Dort College leading by 23. When you shoot the ball against a zone, things go so easily. Robbie Thomas with it. Comes over to Ziegler. Ziegler to Knight. Knight with the basketball. Knight with it at the top of the key. Dort College switches out front on the screen. They pass it to White. White drives in. Now Folkerts. Folkerts set shot from 17. Good. Chandler Folkerts with 10 first half points. Dort College leads 47-26. 4 minutes remaining in the half. Brian Sumner over to Franken. Franken lob pass over the top intended for Sampson. Taken away by Concordia. Steal by Sampson. Sampson to Bikerk. Bikerk will drive in, and Robbie Thomas commits the personal. Robbie Thomas commits the personal foul. Austin Bikerk will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. That's foul number three, by the way, on Robbie Thomas. Also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. And by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Austin Bikerk, a 62% free throw shooter, makes them both. And the Defenders own a 49-26 lead with 3:48 remaining. First half of play, Concordia basketball. With it is Pearson. Pearson pull up from 10, good. Jamie Pearson with 10 first half points. Dort College leads 49-28. Henriksen across to Harkness. Harkness with the basketball back to Henriksen. Passes left side to Franken. Franken right side Sumner. Sumner with the ball on the right wing. 14 to shoot for the defenders. Back to Henriksen. Henriksen, now Sumner, 9 to shoot. Henriksen to Sumner. Sumner, Henriksen. Henriksen, catch fire three. Good! Alec Henriksen with his first three. Dort College leads 52-28. Concordia basketball. Pearson. Pearson, guarded closely by Henriksen. Goes right side Wagner. Back to Pearson. Pearson to Knight. Knight with the ball. Knight driving baseline, cut off by Sumner. Tough shot. It's no good. But a foul on the play called on Brian Sumner. Sumner whistled for the personal, and two free throws on the way for Rudy Knight, who is a 43% free throw shooter. 52-28, Dort College leading. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support the Dort College Defenders and their athletic program, by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, and the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Knight makes the first one. Second one is good as well. That's a rarity for the 43% free throw shooter, but he makes them both. And the Dort College lead is 52-30, 2:45 remaining in the half. Man-to-man defense applied by the Bulldogs. Dort College has shot him out of the zone. With it is Franken. Franken trying to run downhill. Reverses Sumner. Sumner attacking Sampson. Sampson layup good. Sampson with eight. Dort College leads 54-30. Knight with it on the left side. Knight to Wagner. Wagner to Pearson. Pearson, Folkerts. Folkerts bucket good. Folkerts with 12. Defenders lead 54-32. Franken, right side, Henriksen. Henriksen with it, 2:09 remaining in the half. Sumner with the basketball. Back over to Franken. Franken looking. Franken to Henriksen. And Henriksen has it taken away by Pearson. Pearson, bucket, good. 54-34, Dort College by 20. Henriksen will bring it up, 1:50 remaining in the half. Alec Henriksen, the freshman, guarded by Ziegler, goes high post to Harkness. Harkness to Sumner. Sumner dumps it down low for Sampson. Sampson, hook shot in the lane, good. Layton with 10. Dort College leads 56-34. 1:30 and counting, first half. They give it off to Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball. Ziegler to Wagner. Wagner, jumper from 15, left hand, good. Max Wagner with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 56-36. 1:15 remaining in the half. Henriksen across half court, guarded there by Ziegler. Henriksen with the basketball, picks up his dribble, goes high post. They get it left side over to Sumner. Sumner to Franken, 1 minute remaining in the half. Henriksen with it, 14 to shoot. Henriksen, left side, Franken. Franken dumps it down low for Harkness. Harkness puts it up and he's fouled. Chandler Folkerts whistled for the personal. Two free throws on the way. That's foul number two on Folkerts. Two free throws coming here for Grant Harkness. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Harkness makes them both. Dort College leads 58-36. Comes over to Pearson. Pearson left side, Knight. Knight with the basketball. Knight goes back over to Folkerts. Blocked by Biker. Rebound taken down by Wagner. Free ball, Ziegler. Ziegler baseline jumper is good. Eli Ziegler with 4 points. Dort College leads 58-38. Dort College can hold until there's 5 seconds remaining if they want to, and it appears they do. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew O'Donnell with his feet firmly planted in the center jump circle. With a basketball is O'Donnell, 8 to shoot, now 7, 6. They get it to Franken. Franken drives in, puts it up, good. 2-point bucket for Franken, 3 seconds, now 2, now 1. Shot at the buzzer is no good, and that's the end of the half. Our score, Dort College 60, Concordia 38. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt at halftime right after this. We're at halftime. Dort College leading Concordia 60-38 at the half. The defenders have not trailed as I double-check my running score. We were tied at 5. Concordia had it down to 1 at 8-7, 10-9, and 12-11. Dort College then on a 9-0 run to go up 21-11. Concordia cut it all the way down to 22-20. Dort College responded with six in a row. 28-20 they led. And eventually extended the lead to double digits again at 32-22 with 8:11 left to go in the half. The lead continued to grow. Dort College got up as many as 23. I'll make that 24 at 52-28. It was 54-30. Concordia got it down to 20 on a couple different occasions. And it's a 22-point ball game at halftime, 60-38. Dort College leading the Concordia Bulldogs. Dort College in the first half, 21 of 33 from the floor, 63.6%. 8 for 14 on threes, 57.1%. 10 for 11 on free throws, 90.9%. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 16 of 28 from the floor, 57%. 2 for 6 on threes, 33%. 4 for 4 on free throws, 100%. Dort is out rebounding Concordia 15-10. Turnovers, Dort College has 6, Concordia has 9. Concordia has 4 steals, Dort College has 2 steals. The defenders are led by Dalton Frankens, 13 first-half points, 5 of 7 from the floor, 11 points for Brian Sumner, 3 for 4 from the 3-point line. Leighton Sampson has 10 points on 5 of 7 shooting from the floor. 8 points each for Andrew O'Donnell and Nathan Rindles, 5 for Austin Bikert, 3 for Alec Henriksen, and 2 for Grant Harkness for their total of 60. For the Concordia Bulldogs, Chandler Folkerts and Jamie Pearson have 12 points each. Eli Ziegler has 4, 6 for Rudy Knight, 2 for Robbie Thomas, and 2 for Max Wagner for Concordia's total of 38. Chandler Folkerts has 5 rebounds to lead Concordia. Dort College is led by Leighton Sampson, 6 rebounds. Nathan Rindles has 5. 3 assists for Rindles. 2 steals for Austin, 2 block shots for Austin Bikerk. For Concordia, 3 assists for Jamie Pearson, 2 steals for Robbie Thomas. 60-38 our score, Dort College leading Concordia at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more at halftime right after this. Earlier tonight in women's basketball, it was Concordia holding off Dort College 68-64. The defenders led much of the first three quarters of the contest. Concordia used a little run early in the fourth quarter to take control and win it by a final of 68-64. Dort College was led by Micah Hulse, 20-point, 25-rebound performance. She was 7 of 15 from the floor, 6 for 8 on free throws. She had 9 offensive and 16 defensive rebounds and also blocked 4 shots in 36 minutes, almost 37 minutes of play. Dort College a little shorthanded this evening, more than a little shorthanded, as they had 7 players play 14 minutes or more and a couple others filled in the gaps. But for the most part, it was 7 players carrying the bulk of the load for the defenders this evening in women's basketball. They fall to 4-10, 1-7 in the conference. Concordia, 8-3, and 5-3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Next action for the defender basketball team will be Tuesday, December 29, when the defenders are in California, as they will be playing in a pair of contests hosted by Vanguard. The Dort College defenders playing a couple of teams out of Canada for those contests. Give you the times and opponents as I pull that up. Alberta is the opponent on the 29th. They'll be playing at 7:30 Central Time, 5:30 on the West Coast. Costa Mesa, California. Then they'll play Northern British Columbia, 5:30 Central on December the 30th. Dort College does not play on Saturday, January 2. The Dort College women will. The men have the day off because that is the slot for Dort College versus the College of St. Mary Flames. Dort College men resume action in Great Plains Athletic Conference play with a home game against Mount Marty on January 6. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take one more break and be back with second half play in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It'll be Concordia basketball when we resume play following the halftime break. GPAC basketball tomorrow, Hastings at Mount Marty, Midland at Briarcliff, Nebraska Wesleyan at Northwestern, Doan is at Dakota Wesleyan. All those are men's and women's twin bills. The College of St. Mary is at Morningside for a women's game only. Robbie Thomas inbounds the basketball. Jamie Pearson with the basketball. Pearson passes it off to Folkerts. Folkerts guarded there by Sampson. They pass it into the corner, Ziegler. Ziegler reverses it outside to Thomas. Thomas, Euro step, good. Robbie Thomas with a two-point bucket. He's got four, and the defenders lead 60-40. Rindles, left side it goes to Biker. Biker to Franken. Franken, right side, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, picks up his dribble, dumps it down low for Sampson. And sliding out of bounds is Robbie Thomas. Sampson put the ball on the deck, and they brought the double team from the weak side. Snuck in behind him and swatted it away. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College to throw the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rindles to trigger it. Rindles gets it in to Sampson. Sampson, hook shot from the baseline, no good. Rebound tipped, and Sampson chases it down. Comes back over to Biker. Biker down to the baseline, double teamed, and he is fouled on the play by Chandler Folkert. That is his third. So Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. That is foul number one on Concordia in this half. Inbounding is Rindles. They get it into Biker. No, it's kicked away by Concordia and Colway. Dort College throwing it in. Rindles gets it in. They come back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Biker. Biker looking down low for Rindles, posting up. Stead goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives in, blocked by Thomas, and now a foul called on the play against the Dort College defenders. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Leighton Sampson. Sampson whistled for his first. Team foul number one on the defenders in this half. 60-40, Dort College leading. Concordia basketball. Thomas hands it in to Jamie Pearson, and Pearson will bring the basketball up. Come to Folkerts. Folkerts guarded there by Sampson. Comes back over to Thomas. Thomas drives in. Nothing there. Reverses to Colway. Ball's deflected, and Sampson got over the top of Folkerts and took it away. Here comes Rindles. Rindles back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the corner. Franken. Franken's going to drive baseline. Cut off on the play. Bikerk tries to save it, and he does, but it's tipped away by Thomas. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets it into Rindles. Rindles with it in between the circles. Nathan into the corner, O'Donnell. Dort College has not gotten a good shot here in the second half. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles to Franken. Franken draws some contact. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and taken by Thomas. Thomas gives it up. Pearson. Pearson with the basketball. Pearson, Ziegler. Ziegler, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Biker. Biker to Rindles. Rindles has it tipped away from behind by Ziegler. Here comes Concordia. Pearson will walk it across half court. Concordia scored 2 points here in the first 2 minutes. Dort College has not scored here in the second half. Pearson with the basketball, working against O'Donnell. Floater is no good. Rebound, O'Donnell, no. It's down on the floor. Picked back up by Pearson, and Pearson gets back to his feet after being down on the ground with it, and he gets called for traveling. Biker inbounds the basketball to Rindles. Dort College with the basketball. Rindles setting the offense. Rindles lobs for Biker. Biker on the right elbow. Comes back to Sampson. Sampson drives the lane. Layup with the left hand. Good. Leighton with 12. Dort College leads 62-40. Pearson with the basketball. Pearson guarded by O'Donnell. And we're going to have a foul called before the shot. So Austin Biker whistled for the foul. No, Andrew O'Donnell has whistled for the foul. Rindles will check out of the ballgame. Henriksen is in. Foul number two on the defenders in this half. Ball's inbounded, and coming down with it is Ziegler in the backcourt. Ziegler with the ball. Ziegler goes left side, Pearson. Pearson to Folkerts. Folkerts against Sampson. Right hand layup, good by Folkerts. Folkerts able to maintain possession of it. Went up, knocked it down. And the defender lead is 20 again, 62-42, 17:05 remaining. Franken will drive baseline, and a foul on the play called on Micah Colway. Franken will now go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. They're not going to give him two free throws, evidently. I had thought he was in the motion of shooting from the baseline. So O'Donnell will inbound the basketball. O'Donnell gets it in to Sampson. Sampson back over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the ball to Sumner. Sumner left side, Franken. Franken, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Sampson. Sampson, O'Donnell attacking. Nothing there, lost it. Picked up by Concordia. Concordia basketball, Pearson. Pearson with the basketball. Pearson with a head full of steam. He's going to drive all the way. Puts up the off-balance shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Sampson ahead to Henriksen. Henriksen with the ball. Henriksen will drive in, and we've got a block called on Colway. Micah Colway whistled for his second personal. Team foul number three on the Bulldogs. Andor College will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be O'Donnell. Neither team finding their footing here early in the second half. Inbounding is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Gets it in to Sampson. Sampson with the right hand layup, good. Leighton Sampson with 14. Dort College leads 64-42. Coming up with the basketball is Thomas. Robbie Thomas in between the circles. Passes right side Colway. They give it in to Folkerts. Folkerts loses his footing, and they call Sampson for the foul. Leighton Sampson has just taken his second personal foul. Franken will check out of the ballgame. Rindles is back in. Team foul number three on the defenders. Both teams have three fouls. Pearson to throw it in. He gets it in over the top to Thomas. Thomas comes back over to gets it back. Three is up. Hits the front of the rim and falls through. Robbie Thomas with 5 points in the second half. Seven for the ballgame. Dort College leads 64-43. Rindles of the basketball goes right side over to Henriksen. Henriksen will drive in, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's called on Pearson. Jamie Pearson whistled for his first. 16:01 remaining in the ballgame. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Throwing the ball in will be Rindles. Rindles gets it in to Sampson. Sampson, 12-footer, baseline good. Leighton Sampson, 16 points. Dort College leads 66-45. Pass comes right side, Colway. They give it down low for Folkerts. Folkerts layup, good. 16 for Folkerts. Dort College leads 66-47. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen underneath intended for Sampson. Led him too far. It'll be Concordia basketball. Checking out of the ballgame is Concordia's Chandler Folkerts. Checking in is Justin Dahme. Now Dahme, 6 feet 9 inches, averaging 3.6 points per game. He played just a short stint in the first meeting of these two teams 9 days ago. Left side pass, three-pointer on the way. Pearson is off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for, and Dahme's going to be called for a foul. Harkness hits the floor. So Dahme whistled for the personal. He'll check in, and he's got five fouls to give. So both starting post players retreat to the bench at the same time. As soon as Concordia saw Harkness check in, they sent Dahme to the scorer's table as well. And a reach-in foul called on Colway. That's his third. Team foul number six on Concordia. And Coach Ben Limbach not happy with that call. Dort College inbounding, up 19, 15-11 left to play. Rindles passes over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner to Franken. Franken against Thomas. Layup good. Dalton Franken with 15 points. Dort College leads 68-47. With it on the right wing is Knight. Rudy Knight to Thomas. Thomas fires it back out for Knight. Knight, three, good. Rudy Knight with 9 points, and the defender lead is 18, 68 to 50. Sumner hands it off to Franken. Franken, right side, Henriksen. Henriksen back to Rindles. Rindles working against Pearson. Back to Henriksen. Three ball, yes. Three-point basket by Alec Henriksen. He's got six, and the defenders lead 71-50. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Alec Henriksen just knocked down his second three of the ball game. Dort College uses a timeout. Concordia basketball after the timeout. Rudy Knight will bring it up after getting the inbounds pass. Now he hands it back over to Pearson. Pearson will take it up the floor. Jamie Pearson with it on the right side. Comes back over to Thomas. Thomas to Dami. Dami with it at the point. They pass back over to Colway. Colway back to Knight. Knight on the right side looking for Dami. Might have traveled with it. No call made. Come back over to Thomas. Thomas with the basketball. Seven to shoot. Now Knight. Knight with the basketball. Knight, wild shot. Can't get it to go. And we've got a foul called on the play against Dami. Dami whistled for the personal, and he's going to check out of the ballgame. That's team foul number seven on Concordia. And Harkness will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 1-1 on the way, beg your pardon. 1-1 for Harkness. 14:02 remaining in regulation. Free throw by Harkness is up and good. He's got another one coming. 3 points for Harkness. 78% free throw shooter entering the ballgame. Another free throw on the way for Harkness. This one's up and off the heel and goes through. The rims are friendly today. 4 points for Harkness. We've seen some shots that normally wouldn't go in, you don't think, but they end up dropping through tonight. Robbie Thomas had a three that I thought was way short, and it somehow found its way to the bottom of the netting. Right side it goes Thomas. Thomas to Folkerts. Folkerts lay in good. Dort College has not figured out a way to stop Folkerts yet. He's got 18. Dort College leads 73-52. Right side it goes Henriksen. Henriksen to Sampson. Sampson bucket good. Both post players are offsetting each other. Both have 18. Dort College leads 75-52. Pearson to Knight. Knight, three ball, is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Layton. Comes ahead to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles to Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Hands it back over to Rindles. Rindles on the left side. Dort College playing with a 23-point lead in the basketball. And Pearson's going to be held for a hold. Jamie Pearson not able to get around, or unable to get around, beg your pardon. Try to use somewhat correct English on occasion. And he was unable to get around. Rindles ended up holding Nathan and gets called for the personal. Nathan will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. Rindles with 8 points thus far tonight. Free throw by Nathan up and hangs on the rim and drops through. 9 points now for Rindles. 4-for-5 from the free throw line. And the defenders lead 76-52 pending another free throw. This one's up by Rindles. Too strong, no good. And the defender lead is 76-52. That's as much as they have led by this evening, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Kevin White with the basketball. Kevin White at the top of the key, and what do we have? A reach-in foul. It's going to go against Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell picks up his second personal. Team foul number four on the defenders. Don't be surprised here if these fouls get even up in relatively short fashion. Kevin White with the basketball. Dort College with 4 fouls. Concordia with 8 right now. Pass comes out front, Ziegler. Ziegler with it. Ziegler to Knight. Knight missed a three on the last possession. He's going to drive in, puts it up over the top of everyone. High off of the glass, good by Rudy Knight. Knight with 11. Dort College leads 76-54. Beikirk with the basketball. Beikirk all the way down to the baseline, and he is fouled on the play. And a foul's going to go on Rudy Knight. Rudy picks up his first. 1-1 on the way for Austin Beikirk. 76-54, Dort College leading. Henriksen's going to check back into the ballgame for the defenders. And off the side of the iron, no good by Beikirk. He misses the front end of the 1-1. He's 3-for-4 tonight. And here comes Concordia. White. White with the basketball tonight. Rudy Knight with the basketball. Goes left side. comes back over. Left side, White. White to Folkerts. Folkerts up strong, good. Three-point play opportunity for Chandler Folkerts, trying to make it a 19-point ball game again. Concordia's been able to pound it inside. Leighton Sampson has just picked up his third personal foul. ...76-56. Sampson will check out of the ballgame. Harkness is back in. Would expect Harkness will go for a couple of minutes here at least. Folkerts misses the three-point play opportunity. It's a 20-point ballgame, 76-56. O'Donnell with the basketball, left side Bikert. Bikert hands it back over to Franken. Franken, right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it right wing back over to Harkness. Harkness spins it left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives to Franken. Franken wheels his way into the lane, and he is fouled on the play. Things have gotten tightened up in terms of the calls here in the second half, and by that I mean some calls that I think would have gone without a blink of an eye in the first half. Now you're starting to see some fouls get called. Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Double bonus time for the defenders from here on out. Ben Limbach on the Concordia bench asking for an explanation. Free throw by Franken is up and through. Dalton now. With 16 points, and the defender lead is 21, 77-56. Free throw is up and good for Franken, so Franken makes them both. And the defender lead is 22, 78-56 with 12-12 remaining in regulation. Back with more in a moment. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Folkerts passes right side to Thomas. Thomas to Knight. Knight, Ziegler. Ziegler, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball trying to run downhill. O'Donnell with the basketball, left side Franken. Franken into the corner, Bikert. Bikert down to the baseline, off-balance shot, fighting for it, loose ball. And now reach-in foul called on Bikert. Austin Bikert picks up the personal. Team foul number six, his first. 11:46 remaining. York College wanted one more rotation or a couple more rotations. And now we've got a foul called on Grant Harkness. Harkness whistled for the personal, and for Grant, that's number two. Team foul number seven. Chandler Folkerts, a 75% free throw shooter, will shoot a 1-1. 1-1 here for Folkerts. Free throw is up and good. He's got another one coming. Folkerts now with 21. 78-57 pending another free throw. 11:36 left in regulation. This one's up and good as well. So Folkerts makes them both. York College leads 78-58. Bikert back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell takes it across half court. Token pressure by Concordia. Concordia back in his zone. Franken goes left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen to Bikert. Bikert with the basketball. Bikert's drive in. Layup no good, but he's fouled on the play. Austin Bikert will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is charged to Folkerts, and that's number four on him. So Concordia gambled, and they're losing right now. Let's see if they leave Folkerts in or if they're going to take him out. Free throw by Bikert is up and good. Bikert with six. Concordia will have to go small here. Folkerts checks out. Colway checks in. 11:18 left to go in the contest. That's in regulation. Folkerts leaves. Second free throw by Bikert is up and hangs on the rim and won't drop through. 79-58. So Bikert makes one of two. He's got 6 points. Now Thomas. Thomas on the right wing. Thomas to Colway. Colway, they dump it down low for Ziegler. Ziegler guarded there by Franken. 11 minutes remaining, 15 on the shot clock. Knight's going to go in. Shot is blocked by Bikert. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Henriksen with the basketball. Doesn't have the numbers. He's going to drive in and lost it. Ziegler tapped it away. 10:52 remaining. Harkness checks out of the ballgame. Brian Sumner is back in as Concordia has gone back to a zone. At least they did on the last possession. Ball is deflected out by Rudy Knight. It'll be North College basketball this time in the corner, in one of those spots where you don't have many chances. You don't inbound from that spot very often. Throwing it in will be Nathan Rendles. Rendles to Trigger. Rendles gets it in. Henriksen. Henriksen, Franken, 20 to shoot. Now back over to Henriksen. Zone defense by Concordia. Pass out front, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner gives it up, Henriksen. Henriksen, Franken, 10 to shoot. Now 9. Rendles back to Harkness, or Henriksen, that is. Now Rendles. Rendles in the lane. And a shot put up, but it's blocked partially. Never hits the rim, and the shot clock violation. It'll be Concordia basketball. Bringing the basketball up will be White. White takes it across half court. White with it. They switch out front, does the Dort College defense. Here's Colway. Colway to Knight. Knight, White. White left side. Comes back to Thomas. Robbie Thomas, Colway. Colway with the basketball. They switch on the screen. Comes back to White. White shot off balance. No good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Nice defensive possession that time by the defenders. Under 10 minutes to go in the ballgame. 79-58. The pace has slowed. Dort College had 60 at halftime. They score 19 here in the second half, thus far through the first 10 minutes, or the third quarter, if you will. Right side it goes to Rendles. Rendles, Sumner, Besum. Is he still hot? No. Off the heel, rebound taken away by Thomas. 9:35 remaining. Pass comes over to Ziegler. Ziegler out front, Thomas. Robbie drives in, left-hand layup, good. Robbie Thomas with a two-point bucket. He's got 9, and the defender lead is 79-60, 9:28 remaining. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
Did you miss the play-by-play?
10 minutes and 32 seconds into the second half. Concordia has turned a 22-point ball game into a 19-point ball game, so they've trimmed 3 off of the lead at this point. Dort College has led by as many as 24 here in the second half, and it's been 19 on a few different occasions. 79-60, Dort College with the basketball and the lead. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell across the half-court stripe, gets it back to the middle of the floor in between the circles, gets it back to Sumner, now returns it to O'Donnell. Henriksen in between the loops. They pass it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Franken. Franken back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, Franken. 9 to shoot. 8. They get it back to Sumner. Sumner, Henriksen. Henriksen inside. Franken. Franken shot no good. Rebound cleared by Colway. Colway with the basketball. Concordia with a chance to cut into the 19-point lead. Ziegler out front. Ziegler to Knight. Knight steps back. Now he's going to drive in. Gets it back to Colway. Colway dumps it for Thomas. Thomas, shot off of the glass, good. Robbie Thomas, 9 second half points, 11 points for the ballgame. This is as close as Concordia has been. 8:30 remaining. Bringing the basketball up is Sumner. Sumner, left side, O'Donnell. Dort College over the basketball, Henriksen. Lob pass down low for Sampson. Sampson gathers himself, layup, good. 20 for Sampson. Dort College leads 81-62. White the basketball on the right side. He comes back to Ziegler. Ziegler driving in. Layup good. Count the hoop, and Sampson has just picked up his fourth personal. 81-64. Dort College by 17. Concordia with a chance at a three-point play for Eli Ziegler. Ziegler, an 81% free throw shooter. 2 for 2 from the charity stripe this evening. Layton checks out of the ballgame. That's Layton Sampson. Folkerts checks in. So now Concordia countering Dort College's post player in foul trouble. They send Folkerts back into the ballgame. And Harkness will check back in for the defenders. Free throw by Ziegler is up and through. Eli Ziegler with a three-point play. So it's 81-65, Dort College by 16, 8 minutes remaining. Pass goes to Beichert. Beichert to Sumner. Sumner with the ball. Sumner back to Henriksen. Henriksen to Beichert. Beichert to Henriksen. Left side pass, Rendles. Rendles with it. Comes back to Biker. 8 to shoot. Now 6. Rendles, floater in the lane. Good. And Nathan Rendles with 11 points. Dort College leads 83-65. Back the other way. They dump it to Folkerts. Folkerts' bucket is good. Folkerts now with 24. 83-67, Dort College leading. Dort College with a basketball on the other end. Bikerk well out on the floor, right wing. Sumner, deep right corner. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, back screen, or the back lob intended for Bikerk, and throwing it away. It'll be Concordia basketball down 16. So 7:09 remaining in regulation. Concordia basketball. Bringing it up is Rudy Knight. Knight with the ball. Knight with it on the left side. He passes to Ziegler, trying to make it a 13-point game, and he does. Eli Ziegler with 10 points. The defenders lead 83-70. 7 minutes remaining in regulation. Left side pass. They get back over to Henriksen. Henriksen answering with a three. Yes. Alec Henriksen with 9. Dort College leads 86-70. 6:40 remaining. Henriksen able to answer back. Shot no good by Knight in the lane. And now free throws for Rudy Knight. Knight with 11 points off of the bench today. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He's a 43% free throw shooter for the ball game, or pardon me, for the season. So he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two, and we're in the double bonus from here on out. We're going to shoot a bunch of free throws before this one is over. Knight's first free throw is good. 86-71, another free throw. On the floor for the defenders, it's Bikerk, Rendles, Henriksen, O'Donnell, and Harkness. Knight's second free throw bounces around and falls through. 86-72, Dort College leading by 14. For Concordia, it's Folkerts, Thomas, Colway, Ziegler, and Knight. Bringing the ball up is Rendles. Rendles on the right side, comes to Franken. Franken left side, O'Donnell, Dort College with a 14-point lead. Henriksen right side, Franken. Franken back over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Rendles. Rendles, 10 seconds to shoot. Back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell blocked on the play by Folkerts. Here comes Concordia. Concordia down 14 with it into the corner. Ziegler. Ziegler, 3, no good. Rebound taken down by Harkness. 6 minutes remaining. Rendles for the basketball. Timeout on the floor. Charge 2. The Dort College defenders, it'll be Concordia basketball. I beg your pardon, it'll be Dort College basketball when we resume play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College basketball, 5:58 remaining in regulation. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Franken inbounds to Rendles. Zone defense applied by Concordia. Right side it goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen, they give free throw line, and we've got an illegal screen called on the defenders. And Harkness. Harkness gets called for an illegal screen. Grant whistled for his third personal. And it'll be Concordia basketball with a chance to cut into the lead, down 14. Rudy Knight with it, guarded by Henriksen. They pass it out front. Get a screen out front. Rudy Knight. Knight looking down low for Folkerts. 13 seconds to shoot. Driving in Colway. Colway, reverse layup, good. Micah Colway with his first field goal of the day. And the Dort College lead is 86-74, 5:20 remaining. Dort College up by 12. With the basketball is Rendles. Rendles in between the circles. Ball deflected out, picked up by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Ziegler, layup, right hand, good. Eli Ziegler with 8. And defenders lead by 10, 86-76. 5 minutes remaining. With the basketball is Rendles. Rendles, right side, Harkness. I beg your pardon, Henriksen. Henriksen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Henriksen. Henriksen, left side, Rendles. Dort College needs a bucket. They pass it over to Henriksen. Henriksen, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound, O'Donnell, no. It's loose, picked up by Rendles. Rendles for the basketball, back over to Franken. Franken misses the layup from the left-hand side with the right hand. Here comes Concordia with a chance to cut into the 10-point lead. Pass goes into the corner. Colway, three. Yep. Micah Colway with 5 points, and the defenders have hit a tough stretch. They have been outscored 9-0. They lead by 7, 86-79. 4:19 remaining. Now you just need some stops. You're to that point in the game. You still get a couple buckets and you get a couple stops and you can put it away. But right now, Concordia putting together a charge, and you knew they would. And Colway has 5 points in his last two possessions. And the North College defenders are forced to use the timeout. They have two remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
North College.
With 8:30 left to go in this ballgame, with 9:28 left to go in this game, North College was up 79-60. And then with about 8:30 remaining, North College was still up 19, 81-62. Since that point, over about a four-minute stretch, North College has been outscored 17-5. And the Bulldogs have pulled it within 7 at 86-79. North College has 26 points here in the second half total. With the basketball is Rendles. Rendles to Biker. Biker left side, Sumner. Sumner with the ball. Sumner looking. Gets it away, Rendles. 17 seconds on the shot clock. B-Sum, three. Got it. Yes! 14 for Sumner. North College leads 10, 89-79. 4 minutes left. Concordia basketball, Thomas. Thomas on the wing. Thomas back over to Knight. Knight working against Sumner. In the air, gets it away, Folkerts. Folkerts drives in. And they're going to call a block on Brian Sumner. Folkerts went in strong. Sumner might have been falling backwards before the contact. Folkerts will now go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 89-81 pending the free throw by Folkerts. It's up and good. 89-82, 3:47 remaining. Bikerk with the basketball, passes over to Rendles. North College up 7. Rendles passes over to Sumner. Sumner at the top of the key. Left side, Bikerk. Bikerk down to the baseline. Bikerk back to Rendles. Rendles floater short, no good. 3:25 remaining, North College by 7, Concordia basketball. Knight driving right side, back to Folkerts. Folkerts three, he's feeling it, yes. Chandler Folkerts with another three-point bucket. North College leads 89-85, here comes Concordia. North College still up two possessions, 3 minutes remaining. The defenders again need a bucket. Right side it goes to Rendles. Rendles with it in between the circles. Rendles left side to Franken. Franken to Sumner. Sumner back out front. Rendles. Rendles floater from 10. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. Beg your pardon. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Concordia basketball. Henriksen will check into the ballgame. Bikerk will check out. North College needs a stop. 2:48 remaining. 89-85, the defenders clinging to a four-point lead. Knight into the front court, and Concordia wants a timeout to talk it over and get a set play. 2:46 remaining in regulation. This is North College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Concordia inbounding after the timeout. Knight with the basketball out front. 2:40 and counting. With it on the right side is Knight. 22 on the shot clock. Knight passes into the corner. Colway to Folkerts. Folkerts back to Knight. Knight with a basketball, 13 to shoot. Gets a screen out front. He's going to put up a high-arching 17-footer, and he hit it. Rudy Knight with a two-point bucket. North College leads 89-87, 2:20 remaining. North College basketball, Franken. Franken over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner, left side, Rendles. Rendles tries to go baseline, puts it up, blocked. Rebound taken away by Concordia and Folkerts. They can take the lead with a three-point bucket. Colway thought about it, decided against it, now gets it to Thomas instead. Thomas, three, off the heel, no good. Folkerts is fouled on the rebound, and that's going to go on Dalton Franken. And Folkerts can now tie it with a pair of free throws. North College has been outscored 49-29 here in the second half. So Folkerts will shoot two. Free throw by Folker. It's off the heel. No good. He's got another one on the way. 1:54 remaining. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Both teams in the double bonus. Folkerts has 30 points. Second free throw by Folkerts is good. It's a one-point ball game, 89-88. 1:53 and counting, ball game. Folkerts with a game-high 31. They get it to Rendles. Rendles across half court. Left side, Franken. Dort College still struggling against this 2-3 zone. Rendles into Franken. Franken, Rendles. Rendles has it deflected, picked up by Sumner. Back to Rendles, 8, 7, 6. Here's Henriksen. Henriksen in traffic, lost it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Concordia basketball. Well, now you need a stop. 1:24 left in regulation. Concordia basketball, Thomas gets it in to Knight. Knight across half court. And Concordia will call for a timeout. 1:22 remaining. Timeout on the floor. You're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 the FM. Great 89-88. Concordia with the lead. Dort College with the lead. Concordia putting together a run, though. And now Concordia has the basketball. 1:22 left in regulation. 29 seconds on the shot clock. Concordia to throw it in. Zegler gets it in to Knight. Knight playing most of the second half in place of Jamie Pearson. Knight with the basketball, guarded there by Rendles. Comes back to Knight. Knight with it at the top of the key. Has it at the top of the key. Passes back to Thomas. 13 to shoot. They get it back to Knight. 10 seconds. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Rendles. Rendles to Sumner. Sumner, Henriksen. Henriksen. With a head full of steam, puts it up. What are they going to call? They're going to call a block. Oh, the heart jumps up into the throat. Wow. On Rudy Knight's crossover, he took a step back and then took another step back without dribbling. They refused to call the travel violation on him. Then Alec Henriksen ended up with the ball in his hands, and he headed up the floor without any fear. And with 56.8 seconds left, he's going to take two free throws. Henrik shooting two free throws. First one is up by Alec and good. Henriksen, a 71% free throw shooter, makes it a 90-88 ball game pending the free throw. Second one is up and in and out, no good. 90-88, Dort College by a deuce. 54 seconds remaining. Rudy Knight into the front court. Concordia basketball. Knight with it. And Knight is forced to use a timeout. That'll be Concordia's final timeout. 45.5 seconds left. Rendles bellied up with him on defense. Forced him to use a timeout. And Concordia will use their last timeout, which is a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. It will be Concordia basketball when we resume play for the defenders. It's Sampson, Henriksen, Sumner, Rendles, and O'Donnell. For Concordia, it is Thomas, Folkerts, Colway, Ziegler, and Knight. Dort College leading 90-88. Both teams in the double bonus. Concordia is out of timeouts. Ball comes in to Knight. Knight with it on the right side, 15 to shoot. He'll swing it left side, Colway. Colway back to Knight. Knight to Thomas. Thomas guarded by Sumner. Gambling. And gambling for it was Sampson, unable to do so. Come away with it. Folkerts drives in, lays it up, and we're tied 90-all. Dort College can hold for the final shot, and they will call for a timeout with 24.5 seconds remaining in regulation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College will use a full-length timeout. This is our first tie since it was 5-5. So Dort College will have it. Shot clock is in effect off. There's 24.5 seconds remaining. There are 24 seconds showing on the shot clock, so Dort College can take the final shot of regulation. We're deadlocked at 90 apiece. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Buckle up, Buttercup. Here we go. 24.5 seconds remaining. Dort College does have a timeout remaining. Sumner will throw it in. Rindles will go into the backcourt and get it. 23 seconds now. Knight will match up with him. 17 seconds now, and they'll back off. Rindles with it at center court. 12, 10. Still got it at center court. I'll tell you when he moves. He does. Gets it over to Harkness. 5 seconds. Into the corner. Beesum. 3. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken down by Thomas. And that's the end of regulation. We're playing free basketball tonight for the second time in 9 days. Dort College will play overtime with Concordia. 90-90 our score. We head to an extra 5 minutes of play. Back with more after this. Concordia wins the opening tap, and we're underway with the overtime session. Concordia with a chance to take their first lead of the ballgame. Pass goes left side to Folkerts. Folkerts, spin move on the baseline, cut off. Comes back over to Ziegler. Ziegler to Knight. Knight with a basketball on the wing. Rudy Knight wants a ball screen. He gets a ball screen, drives in, puts it up with the left hand. Good. 2-point basket for Rudy Knight. So Knight with a two. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball. Dort College playing from behind for the first time this evening. With it left side, it goes to Rindles. Rindles to Beikirk on the lob play. Beikirk unable to come down with it. Here comes Concordia. Concordia with a chance to go up 2 possessions. 3-point shot, no good. Rebound Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, gets it away to Rindles. Comes back to Rindles. Rindles at the top of the key. Zone defense applied by Concordia. Sumner out front, Franken. Franken left side, Rindles. Rindles gets it underneath Sampson. Sampson bucket, good. Leighton Sampson with 22. And the Dort College defenders tie it up 92-92. So we're tied for the third time tonight. It's Folkerts. Folkerts comes back to Knight. Knight, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Sampson gives it off to Sumner. And the Dort College defenders retreat defensively. Comes right side, Rindles, gives to Sampson. Sampson out front, Sumner. Sumner with the ball. Sumner into the corner, Franken. 3 minutes remaining in overtime. Still tied, 92. 6 seconds left on the shot clock. And Franken got pinned underneath the basket. His reverse layup, no good. Long pass ahead, Ziegler. Ziegler, layup, good. Eli Ziegler with 14 points. And here comes Dort College down 94-92. 94-92. Left side it goes, Franken. Franken into the corner, Sumner. Sumner, nothing there, Franken. Franken, Rindles. Rindles off the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Thomas. Here comes Concordia with a chance to take a 2-possession lead. And the layup is good for Knight. Rudy Knight with 19. Concordia leads 96-92. 2:16 and counting in the overtime, and Concordia's gone up 4. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. Dort College basketball after the timeout. O'Donnell with it. Dort College down 4 in the overtime. 2 minutes left to play in the overtime. Franken shot no good. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound O'Donnell. His shot no good. And now the run out. Here comes Concordia. They're going to go up 6. Ziegler lay in good. Eli Ziegler with 16. Dort College trailing 98-92. with it. Rindles, Sampson. Sampson in traffic. His hook shot is good. He's got 24. Defenders trail 98-94, 130 remaining. Rudy Knight for the basketball. Rudy Knight driving in, drops it off for Colway. Colway's shot no good, but a foul on the play. 123 remaining, and that's going to be foul number 5 on Leighton Sampson. Sampson has just fouled out with 24 points. So Brian Sumner will check into the ballgame. Leighton will check out. So Leighton leaves with 24 points. And he had 9 rebounds at the end of regulation. 10 of 13 from the floor in regulation. First free throw by Colway is good. He's got 6. He's got another one on the way. 99-94, Concordia leading. 1:23 left in the first overtime. Second free throw on the way is up, and this one by Colway is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Dort College down 5. They've still got a chance. You need a bucket and then a stop. Franken, 3. Good. Dalton Franken with 20 points. Dort College trails 99-97. Concordia basketball, 108 remaining in regulation, or in overtime. Rudy Knight takes it across half court. 22 on the shot clock, 1 minute on the game clock. And Rudy Knight off balance shot, gets it to go. He's fouled on the play by Rindles. Nathan picks up his 3rd. And trying to extend the lead now will be Rudy Knight, 101-97. Rudy Knight with 21 points, 6 in the overtime. And he'll try to extend it back to a 5-point ball game, trying to match the 3 by Dort College with a 3-point play of his own. So Rudy Knight shooting the free throw. It's up and good. Knight, a 47% free throw shooter coming into the ball game. He's 5 for 5 tonight. Pass goes to Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Henriksen to Brian Sumner. Sumner, 3, good. Brian Sumner with a 3-point bucket. It's a 2-point game again, 100-102. Concordia basketball in the backcourt. Into the front court is it Knight. Knight goes, and they're going to run a clear out for him, I would guess. 20 seconds remaining on the shot clock, that is. 34 on the game clock. Now it's 30-13. Knight will get a ball screen. Knight cut off there by O'Donnell. Knight step back. Back to Ziegler. 4 seconds left. Lays it up. No good. Rebound. And we've got a foul on the rebound called on Chandler Folkerts. Folkerts whistled for the personal foul, his 5th. And with 17.6 seconds left, he will foul out with 33 points. Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line and will shoot 2. Dalton with 20 points so far today. Tonight's broadcast, there's 17.6 seconds remaining in the overtime. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. So 2 free throws here for Franken. So he was fouled on the rebound. Both teams have 1 timeout remaining. Franken's first free throw is good. Can tie it with a made free throw here. Concordia scored 12 in the overtime. Dort College has 11. Another free throw on the way for Franken. Trying to tie it at 102s. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. 102-102. 16 seconds remaining in overtime. Rudy Knight with a basketball. Rindles. Rindles on defense. They'll set a ball screen. Knight drives in. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. 5 seconds left. He's across midcourt. 3, 2, 1. Layup. Good. Brian Sumner and the Dort College defenders 3/10 of a second remaining. Dort College has taken the lead on a crazy sequence. And I'm going to watch the replay and see if the clock stopped. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And Dort College has a 104-102 lead. Unbelievable. Good grief. Franken made both free throws, and now I'm going to watch it again just to see what transpired. And I've got the benefit of that. Knight took a reverse layup that he missed. Rendles got the rebound and was able to race the other way. Gave it to Brian Sumner. And Brian Sumner hit what could be the game winner. I'm watching it now, the replay. Rendles got it across midcourt, fed Beesum. Beesum made it with 1 second remaining. And then they stopped the clock after the made basket. And the Dort College defenders have a 104-102 lead. Well, I told you at the end of regulation to buckle up, Buttercup. And the Dort College defenders, they'll put a 2/10 of a second back on the clock. It'll be Concordia basketball, length of the floor in front of them, with a half a second remaining. They will be inbounding. Knight will be in the backcourt. It's going to be one. Dort has a timeout remaining if they want to use it. I'm surprised they're not guarding the inbounds pass. And Dort College will take a timeout. 104-102, Brian Sumner. I've got to mark him down yet for the bucket. He's got 19, and the defenders call a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. It'll be Concordia inbounding the basketball. Beikirk will guard the inbounds pass. Thomas will throw it in. So Dort College will guard the inbounds. Thomas will race to the baseline. And they throw it to midcourt. Ball is tapped. That's the ball game. Dort College steals it. 104-102. Dort College wins it in overtime. 104-102. Dort College living on borrowed time tonight, running on fumes, and somehow they limp in and get a win. 9-6 overall, 5-3 in the conference. Concordia 4-4 and 7-4. Well, it was entertaining, if nothing else. We'll be back with a Verizon Wireless post-game wrap coming up right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
God's present.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders, what a, well, curious turn of events. Dort College led 60-38 at the half, and it looked like well on their way. And they were still up 19 at 81-62, but that was with about 8 minutes remaining. Concordia then cut into the lead and steadily ground it down, trailing 89-88 with just under 2 minutes remaining. So over about a six-minute stretch, Dort College was outscored 26-10. Concordia tied it at 90. Dort College had a shot to win it at the end of regulation, but that shot from the right corner was off the mark, and we went to overtime. Both teams scored buckets to tie it 92, have it tied 92-92. Dort College did not lead in the extra session, though, until less than a second remaining. I'll back it up. Brian Sumner hit a three to get Dort College back to within two at 102-100. Dort College then got a stop. Dalton Franken was fouled on a rebound with 16 seconds remaining. He knocked down a pair of free throws. Concordia had the basketball, and it was Rudy Knight who had a fantastic ball game for the Bulldogs off the bench with 22 points. He ended up taking it into the lane, tried a reverse layup with the left hand, and he hit it off the side of the backboard, or the side of the glass, beside the rim, and was unable to knock it down, and Concordia, for whatever reason, seemed to stop playing. Dort College got the rebound. That was Nathan Rendles getting the basketball. He drove all the way up the floor to just past half court and was able to find Brian Sumner streaking on the right side, and it was fitting that Sumner hit the layup to win it because he had the three-pointer that was off the mark at the end of regulation, and with less than a second remaining, Dort College had their first lead of the overtime, 104-102. And after the inbounds pass to midcourt, after a couple of timeouts, Dort College knocked it away, and that was the ball game, 104-102. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the numbers. For Concordia, 41 of 68 from the floor, 60.3%, 7 of 19 on threes, 36.8%, 13 of 16 on free throws, 81.3%. Dort College, 36 of 66 from the floor, 54.5%, 13 of 22 on threes, 59.1%, 19 of 24 on free throws, 79.2%. Dort College had a 34-30 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Concordia 12, Dort College 15. Dort College 4 steals, Concordia had 8. The defenders were led by Leighton Sampson's 24 points on 12 of 15 shooting from the floor. 22 points for Dalton Franken, 7 of 15 from the floor, including 2 of 2 on threes, and he also buried one in overtime. Brian Sumner ended with 19 points, 7 of 10 from the floor, 5 for 8 on three-pointers. 11 points for Nathan Rendles, 10 for Alec Henriksen, 8 for Andrew O'Donnell, 6 for Austin Bikert, 4 for Grant Harkness. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 22 for Rudy Knight. Back it up, Chandler Folkerts, 14 of 18 from the floor, 33 points. 22 for Rudy Knight, 16 for Eli Ziegler, 12 by Jamie Pearson, 11 for Robbie Thomas, 6 for Micah Colway, 2 for Max Wagner. Leighton Sampson had 10 rebounds to lead Dort College, 7 rebounds for Nathan Rendles. Concordia's Chandler Folkerts had 13, 7 for Robbie Thomas. Robbie Thomas also had 4 assists for the Bulldogs and 3 block shots and 3 steals. 3 for Jamie Pearson, 3 assists that is. For the defenders, Nathan Rendles, 9 assists to go along with 11 points and 7 rebounds. He also had 1 steal. Dalton Franken, one other note, played 37 minutes tonight. Nathan Rendles played 31. Leighton Sampson played 31. So Dort College stretched things heading into the Christmas break. Eli Ziegler played 37 along with Robbie Thomas and Chandler Folkerts for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs played much of the second half and the entire overtime without Jamie Pearson. He lit Dort College up for 36 points in the first meeting of these two. Played a total of 21 minutes, had 12 points, but did not play much of the last half of this ballgame. Coach Ross Dalma is taking a seat beside me now as the Dort College defenders hang on to win, 104-102. Coach, huge momentum swings, and fortunately for your team, at the end of the overtime, the only time you led in overtime was with less than a second remaining, and you were able to hold on and defeat this Concordia team. Kept playing until the end and gave yourself a chance.
Yeah, Mike, a lot of momentum swings, a lot of opportunities. I think both teams probably think that they have. This has been a tough one to lose, obviously, given the way that we played in the first half and the early part of the second half. We really, I thought, defended well in the first half, rebounded well in the first half. Didn't do those things very good in the second half. They went to a zone, and we got a little tentative, and we let our offense dictate our defense. They really, really were intent on taking Leighton away. He obviously had a great game, but they just really slowed the pace, and we didn't do a very good job of stopping penetration. Lost all momentum. To our guys' credit, we were down 6 with a minute 15 to go, and just made a play. We just hit some big baskets. Dalton hit a big 3. Brian hit a big 3. And then we got just enough stops there. Dalton hit the big free throws to tie it up. And then they had the ball at the end. Went a little bit early, maybe. Left us a little bit of time on the clock. Nathan rebounded it with 6. And he did a great job of weaving, slowing the game down in his mind, and found Brian on the breakaway there. And Ryan wanted that last shot after the end of regulation look that was just off and capitalized on it. So just really proud of the guys. You know, we're not going to over-talent people. There'll be a lot of times where we don't where we out-execute people, but we will fight, and we are resilient. And for a young team who's worn down going into break, it really speaks volumes of their character, I think, Mike.
We were worried about Dalton Frank and being able to get him into shape and get him minutes. Well, he played 37 for you tonight, obviously more than you'd like probably, but he had enough legs to make a three-pointer in overtime, and like you said, the free throws at the end, and we're continuing to see flashes, 7 of 15 from the floor, 2 for 2 on three-pointers. You'll take that kind of night from a wing player.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he is finding a little bit today or this week in practice. He had a little more snap in his legs and was able to get off the ground and pump a few down, the way that we are accustomed to seeing. Definitely feeling better. Think the break will do him well. Break will do everybody well, but it is good to see him coming around.
A little bit of cat and mouse. Concordia went without a true post player for part of the ball game. Obviously, people think, well, offensively, that's a great thing. Defensively, you got to stop them. You pick your poison in those situations, and tonight Concordia got on a roll with that smaller lineup.
Yeah, they did. They got on a roll, and you know, we had poor closeouts. We weren't defending very well. I think, Mike, if I remember, we were plus 5 on rebounding at halftime, and we ended up we ended up being up 4. So we gave some things away there. They just, like you said, got on a roll. They used a few long offensive rebounds, swung it around, got some open shots, and they were feeling it. I said this last time we played them. I do believe they're the most talented team in the conference, 1-7. And, they showed it tonight. It took them a while to get rolling. Some of that was our own doing. We weren't very good defensively, but they are very potent. And, I just think our toughness and our character gave us a chance here at the end.
As a side note, I have a greater appreciation for what NBA teams do in best of seven series when they play the same opponent 7 times in a row. You play somebody 9 days apart, there aren't any secrets remaining. I mean, you are what you are, and it's hard to reinvent yourself in 9 days' time.
It is very hard to reinvent yourself. Exactly right. And we couldn't stop Chandler Folkerts. They brought a guy off the bench to play in Pearson's spot who didn't play much tonight. And Rudy Knight was a handful attack in the basket. You know, on our end, we had Leighton Rowland. You know, he was doing some really good things, and to get Dalton in the mix there. Thought Brian just hit some big shots tonight, you know, timely shots in the first half. Alec Hendrickson continues to be fearless and looks for those opportunities. And Nathan, I thought, played a nice floor game. 11 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds, just a good, solid game. And he fought, and he spoke up, Mike, in the huddles at the end when things weren't looking real good for us. And that speaks volumes. It's the leader that he's developed into, and it's why we're 5-3, I think, at this point in time in the conference.
Take a week off. When you bring the boys back?
We're going to come back day after Christmas. For those who are within a 4-hour proximity of campus, we're going to fly out of Sioux Falls. A bunch of guys are going to fly out of Denver. Danny's going to fly out of Sacramento, and Hoggs is going to fly out of Phoenix, and Austin Bykirk is going to leave Grand Rapids on Christmas Day, and hopefully we all get to California at LAX about 11:30 on Saturday night.
I will let you go, Coach. A lot of momentum swings, and always good to win these kind, and by the time you break it down, there's going to be a lot of things you're probably happy with and some things you're disappointed with, but conference race, these kind of games are important, so congratulations on a win.
Yep, thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dahma, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Our finals, once again, Dort College victorious in the men's contest, 104-102 in overtime. Women's contest went to the Concordia Bulldogs. Final score there, 68-64. 25-rebound performance by Micah Hulst establishes a new Dort College women's basketball single-game record. That's going to do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.